ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Let everybody stay where they are.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
You haven't any of it?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
You know, we always thought he was very special. I don't know why, but we did.
Ladies and gentlemen,
believe me, when he climbs into the ring, he'll have the people falling in the aisles.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the Radio Race Oaks, having defended that title. Now, get this, last week made it 29 years. 29 years of radio live right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, this is my home. I've been here for a few years now. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, every Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, Saturday for an hour. We talk boxing and MMA for that 1 hour on Saturday, and on Sunday, we split the 2 hour show up into boxing and MMA. This is the MMA hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're going in deep to UFC 165, of course, having taken place. John Jones, the light heavyweight champion of the world. John Bones Jones, considered the best fighter, pound for pound, in all the world of mixed martial arts. Well, guess what? Last night, he got tested. He wanted a dog fight. He wanted a real fight. Somebody was going to challenge him. Somebody was going to test him. Somebody was going to put him, like, on the edge of the cliff of defeat. Well, guess what? He was put there on the edge of the cliff of defeat last night, but Alex Gustafson could not push him off. John Jones came back. We'll talk about that big time in the fourth and the fifth round, and that's how he sealed the decision win, of course, winning on points. But I'll get into those points and some undercard fights and things like that. Zach Young will join us in about 20 minutes after, and about 40 minutes after the hour, UFC light heavyweight fighter Kyle Kingsbury will be in the house. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We do have a toll for you if you'd like to join us, 1-800-878-7529. I want to say hello to everybody on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and our new network, the iHeartRadio Network. Welcome aboard to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Studies show that as many as 90% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D, making it one of the most common health concerns in the world. But all of that is about to change because now there's Bio-D Supreme, the absorbable vitamin D. This unique vitamin D spray quickly and easily provides the therapeutic level of vitamin D you need every day. Just a few sprays a day delivers 5,000 IU of vitamin D, the same amount recommended by doctors. Traditional vitamin D pills can lose up to 90% of their potency as they pass through our system, but Bio-D Supreme uses amazing new oral spray technology with a fully optimized blend of vitamin D and all the key cofactors, so you get the vitamin D you need absorbed into your bloodstream in just seconds. Stop wasting your money on pills and get the spray. Call now and find out how to get your free 30-day bonus supply of Bio-D Supreme.
Call 1-800-709-7805. That's 800-709-7805. Again, 800-709-7805.
Call now.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world, stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Main event of Dynamite USA is underway. Brock Lesnar's much anticipated MMA debut against Minsoo Kim, and Lesnar secures the early takedown.
This is actually where Minsoo Kim wants to be. This is his only shot, really. Hope to catch Lesnar or something.
And Lesnar already unleashing a series of right hands. But you're right, but look at Lesnar smothering him. The NCAA heavyweight champion, Minsoo Kim, probably thinks the
like
weight of the world
Brock,
is on him right,
right now. Right now, Brock has just got to breathe. Look how easily he's passing this guard, guys.
And actually, technically, he did it very well.
Yes,
also.
He did.
Still in half guard, however, and now he'll try to pull that right leg up, but he's content to just start pounding him underneath the arm, over top of the arm. Brock Lesnar definitely in his comfort zone here on the ground against Minsoo Kim.
Tell you what, though, guys, he looks like he's been
out.
Wrestling for ages. He just can't get too high here. That's the one thing when you get them out, if you get too high.
Well, the one thing with Brock is, you know, the center of gravity, man. So he's been there for years. He's done stuff like that. So
Minsoo Kim trying to keep him in
his
cap.
That's it.
Excited here at ringside. Brock Lesnar.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How does Chael Sonnen approach John Jones?
Same as everybody else. I'm going to put my chin down, walk towards him, and put him on his ass.
Sounds of the Mod Squad bringing us back from the break. Chael Sonnen talking about John Jones. Well, guess what? John Jones has never been taken off his feet before last night. And he's an expert at taking other people off their feet, right? Well, 10 out of 11 times last night, he failed to take Alex Gustafsson off his feet. Now, you can't give guys points, offensive points, for defense. But I thought Gustafsson's defense last night against the takedown was superb. I thought it was fabulous. I thought it was the best that's ever been put forth in a ring with John Bones Jones. They were both about 6'4". Maybe the Swede had a little bit of height on him, a little bit of reach, but the bottom line is they're about equally built. See, and John Jones had never faced anybody that big before. He's always facing guys, 6 feet, 6'1", 5'11". He's always had significant height and reach advantages over everybody, okay? But not last night. And guess what? It was a close fight. The first three rounds, and that first round was a little close, but I gave it to the challenger, Alex Gustafsson. In fact, after three rounds, I had Gustafsson up 30-27. But then came the fourth round. And wow, I mean, talk about exploding. He needed a game changer. I'm talking about the light heavyweight champion of the world, John Jones. He needed a game changer. Guess what? He was losing. If the fight had continued the way it was going, he wasn't going to win. He was not going to retain the world light heavyweight, that's 205-pound championship, okay? That was clear. So he came up with a game changer, and guess what? That's just what it was. He looked a little desperate in that fourth round. He came out, he did a spinning back fist, and man, his patented elbow work with both elbows, they had Alex rocking and rolling, folks. The scoring in that round, I had to go 10-8 for the champion. So now we've only got him down by 2 points, one point, going into the fifth and final round, right? So he wins the fifth and final round, does John Jones. Therefore, I've got the fight even at 47-47. But guess what? The official tally is the ones that count. Read 49-46 Jones, 48-47 Jones, 48-47 Jones. I can go with the 48-47 Jones, but that 49-46, was that CJ Ross doing that or what? I mean, I thought it was a little bit absurd considering Mr. Gustafsson won more than one round. Clearly, he won the first two, if not the first three rounds, folks. He was a 10-1 underdog. He loses for the second time in his UFC career. I believe he's now 15-2. And, of course, Jones is 18-1, 10-1 in UFC events. And I think it was that one guy that he was whooping on, and he hit him with an elbow on the ground or something like that, and he was disqualified. So, essentially, Jones is undefeated. Now Jones needs a challenger. Who's it going to be? Glover Teixeira, we thought it was going to be Glover, but then Ryan Bader almost beat him a few weeks ago on Fox Sports. Okay, I mean, that was a close fight. And when you look at the way that Jones went through Bader, obviously Glover Teixeira, who punches hard, who's got a good ground game, who hasn't lost since 2005, well, guess what? Glover ain't the guy either. Glover ain't the guy I thought he was. He just didn't look it against Bader. Maybe he had an off night. Maybe he was trying to look lackluster in order to get himself a title shot with John Jones, but that isn't the way you go about it, folks. I don't know if they're going to do that one. So anyway, it looks like Daniel Cormier, the Strikeforce heavyweight champion, former Strikeforce Grand Prix heavyweight champion when they were with Showtime, when the company before was molded back into the UFC. Of course, UFC bought the World Extreme Cage Fighting brand. They bought the Strikeforce brand. They put all these brands together, and now they only have one brand that is the Ultimate Fighting Championship, of course, and they are all over the world, having done 247 events, I believe, in all in their history. And they're doing monthly pay-per-view cards, which I sort of disagree with to an extent. Then again, I'm not paying for them. But if I had to pay $70 a month to be a UFC fan, I think that'd be expensive. I think that's a little bit too much. But that's what they're getting. And the pay-per-views are averaging about 300,000 to 400,000 buys a crack. So if you can sell 400,000 homes at $70, guess what? That's $28 million. So I guess you're doing okay. I guess the Fertittas, Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta, the owners of the Palace casinos down there in Las Vegas, and as well as the station casinos, and of course Dana White owning his 10%, and the Dubai government having 13% of the UFC. The UFC is now worth, I believe, $1.7 billion. At one point they were $30 million in the hole. They were trying to sell it. The Fertittas were thinking about selling it. They were asked, they would look, if somebody had given them a good offer circa 2004 2005, before The Ultimate Fighter and stuff like that hit Spike TV, I think the Fertittas might have taken it. Okay, but they held on. They lost $30 million. Who's got $30 million to lose? But they did. Okay, being casino owners and millionaires and all that kind of good stuff, private jets, the whole nine yards. Anyway, they hung in. They hung tough. Now the business is worth about $1.7 to $1.8 billion, and that is up. That is up. Get this. It was worth $1 billion, I think, about a year ago, and now it's worth about $1.7 billion. So the UFC is almost doubling in value. But back to last night's fight. I got to say this. John Jones is human. Okay, he was beaten to a pulp last night. If you looked at the body language leaving the octagon, if you looked at the body language in the fifth and final round at the end of it, I mean, even though Gustafson was tired, Jones was a beaten man, cut and bleeding over the right eye from early in the fight. It was a punch that opened that up. I mean, he was battered, bruised, and busted. He tried putting on a good show. He tried talking all the smack that John Jones talks, okay, but it just wasn't enough. You knew last night that John Jones was tested, and guess what? He almost failed. Had he not come up with that superlative fourth round, that 10-8 two-point round in the fourth round, he'd have lost his title. There's no question in my mind he'd have lost that title. He needed the game changer. He came back. He got it. Congrats to him. As far as Daniel Cormier is concerned, 14-0. He is, of course, a Strikeforce heavyweight champion, and he's going to take off the 15 pounds or so and get down to 205 pounds and challenge John Jones sometimes in 2014. But originally it was going to be Glover Teixeira. But after that last fight with Ryan Bader, I don't know if Glover Teixeira is the guy. Well, guess what? I don't use the term beast too often. You know, Chris Weidman's a beast, but Renan Barrera's a beast too. He is the interim bantamweight champion in the UFC. Of course, Dominic Cruz is the regular champion, but Dominic Cruz hasn't fought in like 23 months. He's had an ACL taken out, and they replaced it with that of a cadaver, and his body rejected it, so they had to go do it again. And the bottom line is he hasn't fought since like October 2011. He's been out that long. So this guy, Renan Barrera, is the real deal, 31-1. He TKO'd Eddie Winland last night in the second round, and it was a spinning back kick and punches. But I'm telling you, man, this Barrera guy, one of the top 10 pound-for-pound fighters, no question about it in the world of the UFC. I mean, he is the real deal. And if Dominic Cruz ever comes back, guess what, Dominic? You're not going to be champion very long. Brendan Schaub, remember him? Had him on the show in the past, a heavyweight of pretty good stature. He came back last night after losing a couple of fights with a submission one over Matt Mitrione. Remember Matt? Matt was the guy that sort of called that Fallon Fox, the transsexual, the transgender fighter that's fighting in the MMA as a man, as a woman, even though she was born a man and had, you know, the female hormone replacement therapy, all that kind of good stuff. Still, she's a man. The bone structure, the muscle structure is still a man. Anyway, she's fighting women. Mitrione came out and said some very nasty things about it, called her a freak and things like that. And I think he's entitled to his opinion. But when you work for the UFC, you've got to be politically correct to an extent, even though their leader, President Dana White, is not the most PC guy in the world. He says F this and F that. He says it all the time, and he has to be censored a lot. I mean, boom, 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 you beep, beep, beep. Okay, but I think that right now, I think Brendan Schaub and Matt Mitrione, last night it was like a loser-leave-town match. In other words, Brendan had lost a few fights and a couple fights in a row. Matt Mitrione had embarrassed the UFC, so the time was 4 minutes and 6 seconds submission in the first round. It was a chokehold, and as I said, the loser leaves town. I mean, the loser leaves the UFC. If so, Brendan Schaub gets a breath of fresh air and a breath of life after a bad run of late. Francis Carmont, pretty impressive over Konstantinos Filippou. Konstantinos Filippou, of course, a highly rated fighter a while back, but man, last night he got handled, 30-27, 30-27, and 30-26. I think this Carmont, even though he was a little bit boring doing all that groundwork, I mean, he looks like he is a guy to be dealt with in the future. And I hate these names, man, but Khabib Nurmagomedov, unanimous win over Pat Healy, 30-27 across the board. Miles Jury won a split nod over Mike Rickey. Cards are 29-28 both ways. And Stephen Thompson was a winner over Chris Clements. Mitch Gagnon was a winner over Dustin Kimura. Kimura? Really? He's got a Kimura? A name like Kimura? That's a MMA hold. Anyway, guillotine choke. The time was 4 minutes and 5 seconds of the first round. And, of course, John McKasey was a winner. Michael Brazeres was a winner. Alex Caceres was a winner. And another one of these bad names, Daniel Omalazugic, was a winner. And that was a TKO on punches. Time was 3 minutes and 3:16 of the third round against Nandor Gelimo. Of course, now John Jones, essentially still unbeaten, but man, battered. I mean, when he got on that plane from Calgary today to go home to Atlanta, GA, or upstate New York, wherever he's residing these days, he was a sore man. I wouldn't be surprised if they wheeled him onto the plane. That's how bad he was beaten up. I mean, he was beaten to the body, the head. He was just, his face, he looked like a cartoon. His lip was all swollen. He looked like he'd been in a car accident, went through a windshield and came back, okay? But that's the type of beatdown. That's the type of beatdown that Alex Gustafsson put on him. Unfortunately for the Swede, he could not maintain that in the fourth and the fifth round, and that's where the fight got away from him. The attendance last night, get this, 15,504 people. Wow, that's pretty good. Toronto, Ontario, Canada. 15,000 people in town, Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Of course, the Air Canada Center for Jones and Gustafsson, UFC 165. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of mixed martial arts. We'll talk with Zach Attack Young next, and then Kyle Kingsbury, the UFC light heavyweight, comes at us at about 40 minutes past the hour. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is Tower of Power. They were here in San Francisco for the America's Cup tournament. You know, the boat races, all that kind of good stuff. They played with Journey this past Wednesday night. Guess what? Got a police escort out of town. The band was hot. Power to you, Emilio Castillo. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, activity and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
In Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and he scores his third win.
And Randleman is forced to say goodnight, Gracie.
These are my boys. Tower of Power, Hit Horns, and Huey Lewis in the News. Super Stroke Land Band. Yeah, you can check them out at towerofpower.com. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Celebrated 29 years last week. And do I feel like, listen, I don't feel like I've been doing radio 29 years. I really don't. The excitement's still there. I still want to come into the studio each and every day. I mean, I could phone in shows and do them from portable locations and things like that. Just the feeling of the studio is just, it's just the feeling of the studio. And you got to have it in order to feel pumped up to an extent. Well, guess what? My next guest needs no pumping up whatsoever. He's an enthusiastic young man. He writes, of course, boxing and mixed martial arts at ringtalk.com. Now we're talking UFC 165. And I don't know about you, Zach Attack Young, but last night I thought John Jones had lost the first three rounds.
I thought so, too. I mean, I definitely thought Gustafson, I thought he should have won the fight.
Well, here's where you and I differ on this one. Okay, so I gave him the first three rounds. It's 30-27. And then I got the fourth round was a two-point round, I thought, for Bones Jones. So now we're down to a one-point fight. And then Bones Jones comes out and wins the fifth round, and it was close, but he won the fifth round. So I had it a draw of 47-47. Other people had Gustafson up by a point, but that one judge, 49-46, he only gave the Swede one round. What was that guy watching?
I have no idea. I was wondering maybe CJ Ross, instead of doing boxing, she decided to switch to MMA now or something.
Oh, little low blow on CJ Ross, folks. Of course, she's a judge that sort of resigned this week after turning in that even score with the Floyd Mayweather Saul Alvarez card last week. And get this, I understand the governor of Nevada is Hispanic, and he went through the roof when he saw that score. So he told Keith Kaiser, I'm going to hold you accountable. No longer can you be, I mean, because Keith Kaiser, who the executive director of the Nevada Commission, he came out and defended C.J. Ross after that decision. He's defended other judges after these horrible decisions, and he just keeps defending them. I mean, the guy is he's a nice guy sort of, but he's a buffoon. He's a political guy, you know what I mean? And the bottom line is I think the governor is going to pull his strings a little bit, and the governor should.
I think so. I mean, there's no real defense of that card.
No, I'm 114-114. Because I'll tell you, Zach, I had a hard time. I didn't give Canelo a round. I had a 120-108.
I did too, and I could understand someone saying he won a round or two, three at the most. But personally, I didn't see him win a round, and I definitely didn't see John Jones win four rounds yesterday.
No, John Jones definitely didn't win four rounds. But he did, as I said, come back in that fourth and the fifth round, those championship rounds, and he did close the distance. So I would have had it a draw after five rounds. But giving him the five by one point, Gustafson didn't seem to pitch that much of a complaint. You know, I think he was just happy that he put forth such a good effort, and he knows that he'll probably be back. I mean, there's a good chance that when Jones steps up into heavyweight that this guy will be the guy at 205.
Yeah, I don't see anybody else who could really beat Gustafson, and I mean I don't even think John beat him. So,
our guy Glover Teixeira, man, he like Ryan Bader almost had him a couple of times a few weeks ago, and Bader and Jones was no contest. So I guess Teixeira and Jones looks like no contest.
Doesn't look that way. I think the biggest challenge besides Gustafson for Jones is Daniel Cormier, who's supposed to move down to that division.
That's right. 14-0, of course, the former Strikeface Grand Prix heavyweight champion, the man that beat Josh Barnett. He beat Frank Mir. I mean, he's a real deal. But, you know, like Jones sort of is very dismissive of Cormier. Oh, yeah, he can wrestle a little bit. No, the guy's one of the top wrestlers in the world as an amateur. I mean, he came in fourth in the Olympics. I mean, give him a break. But Jones says he wrestles a little bit. Did John Jones last night
Did he come off human to you, or did he come off a little just too cocky?
Yeah, I mean, he was telling people before the fight, witness greatness. I saw greatness, but I didn't see greatness from Jones, really.
Okay. So
I saw him getting outboxed.
Did you? Yeah, he's outboxed, exactly. Did you see the body language when he was walking back to the dressing room, when they cut to him walking back, he was limping back? Did you see that?
Yeah, he didn't look like he thought he did that well.
He didn't look like he didn't. I mean, it doesn't matter what you look like after the fight. I judge fights, folks, so it only matters what happens in those. If it's a boxing match, a 3-minute round, or an MMA match, a 5-minute round, whatever happens, because if you break down a MMA fight into 5 rounds, what you have is 5 5-minute fights. Okay, and last night I thought Gustin won the first 15 minutes, but then again, John Jones came back in the 4th and 5th round and closed the show pretty well. But Jones, as far as being the best fighter pound for pound in the world, is there an asterisk next to that? Do we put GSP back in that slot now, or what?
I always had GSP in that spot. Yeah. I had Jones at number 2, and this kind of reinforces what I thought, you know?
Okay. We're talking with...
He's great, but, you know, he's not... GSP has proven more, I think.
Zach Attack Young's our guest, folks. We're talking MMA, UFC 165, of course, last night. Renan Barrail. Now, I don't use the term beast too often, but he's a beast.
Yeah, he's in my eyes, he's a legitimate champion of that division, whether they call him interim. I mean, if Cruz comes back, I don't see him being able to beat him.
No, poor Dominic Cruz would probably be the best thing that ever happened to him if he retired. I hate to say it, because if he comes back and fights this guy, he's going to be toast.
Yeah, that kick was real nice.
And you know what? He does it time and again. It isn't like this isn't like a one-time thing. He shines every time out. He's 31-1.
That's a boxing record, and he's an MMA fighter.
Exactly. You think he would have lost by now? Anybody else stand out on that card for you last night?
I didn't think the card was that great. You know, besides the main event, I thought was a great fight, and the co-main was great. But I didn't really particularly like the fight before that with Costa Philippou and I forget the other guy's name. But
Francis Carmine. Carmine kept him on the ground the entire time. Philippou was supposed to be like, he was a favorite going into that.
He was. But, I mean, and he lost badly. I thought that guy won every round, but it was, you know, it wasn't really the kind of performance where you walk away thinking, oh, that guy's going to do something, you know.
Okay, so Gustafsson... He acquitted himself well, and I think that if he does get another title shot, I think it should be over in Sweden, don't you, where they will come out and support him like in a 40,000-seat soccer stadium?
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, people were booing the decision last night in America, so you got to think if it was in Sweden, it would be a little more fair to Gustafsson.
Okay. All in all, we got to give Gustafsson probably about an A-minus to a B-plus for the night. You give John Jones about a B-minus or a C?
Yeah, I'd say B minus. I mean, he did well. I just thought Gustafsson outlined him, you know.
Okay, best fighter pound for pound. Would the best fighter pound for pound be in GSP taking on Johnny Hendricks in just a heartbeat, man? And they're going to hook it up. I believe it's going to be. I'm looking up here at the schedule. November 16th, UFC 167. Johnny Hendricks punches well, but is that going to be enough?
That isn't enough, but he's also a very good wrestler. He's pretty underrated, so he has a shot, I think, for sure.
All right, good enough. Anyway, Zach Attack Young, all the best to you, man. I got a story about Danny Garcia going up on the website that you put for Danny Swift Garcia, the boxing, the world 140-pound champion. Good article will be up Monday morning at ringtalk.com. Zach, say hello to your lovely wife and take care of the kid.
All right, thank you. Have a great day, Pedro.
My man, Zach Attack Young. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts this hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tower of Power. Taking us a break, and they're asking that question. Only so much oil in the ground. At $4.50 a gallon, they aren't kidding. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
There's only so much heart in the ground. So you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck, except there is no truck, and holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing, and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say that thief is going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces 12,000 miles into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with police and continues to share until the joyrider's in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the... And it's hard to say who's more amazed by the whiz-bang don't-you-dare-mess-with-my-truck technology. You, or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Very interesting. Neither fighter looking at each other. Not one time did they look up and look in each other's eyes. Fedor expressionless. Tim Sylvia says again, I have nothing to lose. It's finally here. The Affliction people give it to us. Fedor Emelianenko on U.S. soil fighting the former UFC heavyweight champ. It's Tim Sylvia.
This is the kind of fight you live for right here.
Yeah, this is for the WAMA heavyweight belt. Big John. Oh, nice. Sharp left there by Fedor.
Same position where Eddie Couture had Tim Sylvia, but he's got the
chance. He chopped down. 36 seconds.
That is one.
Fedor Emelianenko. You want to know why? He is the greatest fighter on the planet today. That is why. Tim Sylvia shaking his head in disbelief.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'd like to say thank you on behalf of the group and ourselves. I hope we pass the audition.
The darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
My mom says never bragging when you're telling the truth. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of mixed martial arts. We go to the Silicon Valley and bring you the USC light heavyweight fighter, Triple K, King Kyle Kingsbury. Kyle, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Pedro. How you doing, man?
I'm doing just fine. Now, last night I thought John Jones lost the first three rounds. How'd you score the first three?
You know, I thought Jones took one of those. I got to say, just first, right out the gate, I gave no credit to Gustafson going into that fight. I thought Gustafson was going to get smoked. I thought he was going to get taken down at will. And the fact that Jones was, I think, 1 of 11 takedowns.
1 of 11.
That guy?
Yep.
Just unbelievable.
Yep. I mean, he came to fight. Listen, I think he should have just continued to box. I mean, when he was boxing, he was outboxing John Jones. And John Jones talked about being such a great stand-up fighter and this kind of stuff. He said he really worked hard on boxing. But Gustafson looked like the better boxer last night.
Gustafson, going into that fight, I thought, you know, had the better striking. But I just didn't think it was going to stay there. I thought Jones' ability, his wrestling ability, and any time a tall guy gets to go against another tall guy, it just makes the takedown easier, usually. But, man, I'm just very, very impressed with Alex the Mahler, and he's going nowhere. You know, he's going to be right at the top of the heap there for a long time with that pedigree he's got.
Well, you know, he got rocked in the fourth round. He took those nasty elbows, the spinning back fist. I mean, he took some heavy heat in that fourth round. He gave it 10-8 to the defending champion, John Jones, and I had John Jones winning the fifth round. So I had the fight even, 47-47 after five rounds. One of the judges went 49-46. I can't believe he only gave the challenger one round. That was a little off, don't you think?
Yeah, you know what? I was complaining the other day about a judge in Bellator that had picked one of my teammates fought. He gave the guy a split decision win, and it was clear he'd won all three rounds. And he said the other guy had won, you know, for Ron Kessler's fight in the Bellator tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Just the combat sports judging is a joke. There's no repercussions. None of these guys get in trouble. Obviously, they had the Floyd Mayweather fight with that clown calling it a draw.
A female judge, C.J. Ross.
Yeah, so, there's no repercussion. Now, I heard that she had stepped down. Is that correct?
She stepped down. She stepped aside. And get this, the governor of Nevada, I'm told by a boxing historian, is of Latino descent, Hispanic or something like that, and he went through the roof. He says it's not going to go on in Las Vegas anymore because, you know, for years, since 1979, when Vito Altiferro got that draw with Marvin Hagler, which Marvin beat on him like a bongo drum, okay, and ended up being a draw after 50 rounds. Dalby Shirley was involved with that. But ever since that day, 1979, there have been some horrendous decisions in Las Vegas, and there's been no repercussions. Nobody's ever been held accountable, called out on the carpet, et cetera. But guess what? The media attention, the fact that people went crazy, the fact that Mike Tyson said in Time magazine or something like that judge should have her license revoked and things like that, that put heat on the state. Now the state is taking her out by getting her to resign or to step away from boxing for a while. But, you know, they did this with a lady named Eugenia Williams about 10, 12 years ago when she scored that Evander Holyfield-Lennox Lewis fight, I believe, for Holyfield. Lennox Lewis beat on him mercilessly for the better part of 12 rounds.
Yeah,
so at the end of the day, you know, these judges, they go away, they sort of like hide from the press for a year, and then they come back. Jojo Guerra, who scored the Marvin Hagler-Ray Leonard fight 118-110, only gave Marvin two rounds in that fight back in 1987. He even came back. I saw him in a title fight a couple weeks ago. These guys never go away.
Yeah, it's like a slap on the wrist. Hey, just stay away from the media for a little while, and we'll get you back to work here.
Okay, now let's talk about Glover Teixeira. Now, against Ryan Bader, he didn't look all that good, did he?
You know, Bader did look good.
Bader looked good.
I'd ever seen him. But, you know, Jones tweeted after that fight, Bader lost the fight because he let his emotions get the best of him. And, you know, I agree and I disagree with that statement. Bader lost that fight because he opened himself up going for the win. But you can't say his emotions put him in a bad spot because going for the kill is what set the tempo the entire fight. I mean, Bader hit him with hard punches right out of the gate. He's the only guy that's ever rocked Glover. I mean, before I fought Glover, I scouted every single one of his fights. I've never seen him take steps backwards. Bader had him moving backwards. He rocked him a couple times. It was the best version of Ryan Bader I'd ever seen, but there you go. Glover Teixeira can weather the storm, and at any point in the fight has knockout power.
Okay, but he is not the challenger. He doesn't appear to be the challenger we thought he was going to be for John Jones 3 weeks ago. I mean, based on that one fight, is he?
Well, I think what you're looking at is a guy, the best Ryan Bader we've ever seen, and so Glover didn't look unstoppable. And the same can be said for Jones. You know, you could look at Jones and say, well, he's human after all, after this fight. But then again, he went against a guy in Gustafson who was much better than even myself had given him credit for.
Mm-hmm.
So are these guys, both human? Of course. But can either one of them win? Of course. And I don't think I take anything from Glover having won the way that he did going into this title fight. And I don't take anything away from Jones having won the way that he did, now retaining the title and then going forward.
Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, folks, a UFC light heavyweight fighter. He's 205 pounds. Kyle, now you cut weight to make 205. What if somebody said you make 185? Would that be possible without cutting off a leg?
You know, I used to flirt around with the idea of doing that, but then when I came to the conclusion that I'd have to walk around at 205 and cut from there, I haven't been, you know, 215 since I was in high school.
Okay.
So that idea is long gone.
Okay. Speaking of middleweights, Chris Weidman was on TV last night, of course, going to take on Anderson Silva in the rematch December 28th at UFC 168, I believe. Weidman, he's just not getting his props, man. I saw Anderson Silva ranked number two over him number three, I think, in the pound-for-pound ratings. What is the UFC thinking?
I still don't know how they determine those pound-for-pound rankings, you know, really. And Cain should be up higher than what he's at because his one loss was to the champ.
But he's never – you know what? Dave Meltzer was on the show yesterday. I'm interrupting Kyle Kingsbury here, folks, a UFC fighter. But Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer radio show and the Wrestling Observer newsletter, was on yesterday's show. And he was talking about the fact that Cain had never lost a minute of a fight. He's never lost a minute of a round. He got cracked by by Santos at one time. And he was hurt going into that fight, both guys were, and he got stopped. But outside of that, he's never lost a minute of a round. I mean, he's the king of cardio. He's the real deal, and he should be a little higher on the list than Anderson Silva. The guy just got knocked out.
There just should be more. I mean, there should definitely be more credit given to Cain for what he's done and what he's going to continue to do. I think once he puts his foot down and really comes out with another dominant win against Dos Santos, then there will be the credit that he deserves, hopefully, and the media attention that he deserves as well.
You know, the fight's October the 19th, UFC 166 in Houston, Texas at Toyota Center. Come October 20th, I think you'll see a footprint in the body of Dos Santos, a big footprint where his foot has been stuffed into his body and just can't remove it. You probably have to surgically remove Cain Velasquez's foot. I mean, I just don't, Dos Santos, I mean, I've had him on the show in the past. I've had Cain on the show in the past. They're both great guys, but right now, I just don't think that Cain Velasquez can be beaten. I mean, yeah, he can be beaten if he gets cracked once on the chin with a good hard punch. I guess anybody can go. But the bottom line is, as far as his all-around game is concerned, he's a much better fighter than Junior Dos Santos is.
He just puts it all together. You know, he does it extremely well. He's got incredible striking, incredible wrestling. His ground game is geared towards ground and pound, but there's constant movement and pressure involved. So he doesn't. It's like he's sitting in somebody's guard and hanging out looking for shots. I mean, he's constantly making people work, grinding on dudes and smashing them. His tenacity is like no one else.
All right, speaking of smashing people, we'll change sexes just for a second. Ronda Rousey, she says she likes to have sex like the morning before a fight because she gets an extra shot of testosterone. Did you hear that?
I did hear that.
She just comes out with the best lines, doesn't she?
Yeah, I think she likes, you know, she knows where she stands. She has a lot of men and even the lesbian community, you know, she's got a lot of fans that like her sexuality.
Yeah, there are. You're right. And you know what? And I thought I was talking with Dave Meltzer yesterday, and I think the UFC made a gigantic error, one, in not putting Jones and Gustafsson in Sweden, but in two, not putting Ronda Rousey on Fox TV for the entire world to see her for free, and then come back with her on pay-per-view.
I agree with that. I agree with that 100%.
Huge mistake. I mean, imagine the people sitting there flipping the channel as the casual sports fan. Whoa, 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 this girl's fighting. She's pretty. She can fight. I mean, but they didn't want to do the first ever women's fight in the UFC on Fox. They wanted to do it on pay-per-view. I understood that with Liz Carmouche. I understand all that kind of good stuff. But at the end of the day, I think Dana's made a little bit of a mistake there. Speaking of Dana White, seems to be his Meniere's disease. It seemed to have dissipated. He seems to be in good health.
From what I've heard, he's a lot better. And obviously, you see him more on TV now and showing up to every card again. He's fine. He's definitely recovering fine.
Now, Phil Davis freaked out last night over the decision. Phil Davis thought that Gustafsson beat John Jones. How could you? Now, Phil Davis, of course, had worked with Gustafsson coming into this fight as his wrestling coach, I believe. But, you know, there were a lot of people that booed the decision last night. Do you think that was right? Do you think that? Talk to me.
No, and here's why. I think we go back to this a ton. In a close fight, it goes to the champ. Now, don't get me wrong. If somebody outright wins and he's a challenger, you don't need to finish the guy to get the belt. You should be granted the belt by decision if you truly did win. But when it's back and forth like that and it's a close fight, you can't sit there and say, oh, it should have been, it had to have been. You know, if it's a toss-up and you're not sure, then I do side with the champ because he earned it.
Okay. We talk about John Jones winning a unanimous nod last night, 49-46 and 48-47 on two cards over
Alex Gustafson. Gustafson coming in a 12-1 underdog in some people's mind. I know Kyle didn't give him a chance. I didn't give him a chance. We thought that John Jones was going to run over him like a freight train. Well, that didn't happen. Gustafson opened well, and John Jones closed well. In fact, had it not been for that monumental fourth round, I don't think John Jones would have retained the title.
He came back, and it was late in the fourth, too. But what he did, I mean, smashing the way that he did and having and really hurting him, it changed it. And everybody, you know, I give full credit to that, too, because you can all the fight metrics and everybody counting about who landed what and all these significant strikes, you still try to computerize the fight. But the judges that really sit there and see and say, man, you know what, those shots counted for more. Even, you know, one of those shots, the spinning back elbow, is going to count for more than jabs and right crosses and things like that. And both those guys hurt each other. But the fact that Jones came out the way that he did and really put it to him late in the fight changed their minds, and in my opinion, is what helped him to retain the title.
A guy named Smiley, Grass Smiley, that's his name, his email address, Smiley. Anyway, he sends me an email. He says, ask Kyle about the Benson Henderson Anthony Pettis fight. Can Henderson ever beat Pettis?
You know, I don't know. I think there's something in his head there too. Now, you know, when you lose the way that you have, obviously the hype from that kick in the first fight, but then coming out here and just getting submitted in the first round, and really before that, he didn't have a whole lot for him on the feet. He was just eating those body kicks. He wasn't even trying to catch him. I think mentally there's something there where Pettis, you know, might be able to big brother him in the sense where he just fears never being able to beat this guy.
But you and I talked about Benson Henderson and the fact that he really never closed the show or put exclamation marks on any of his wins. I mean, the close fight with Gilbert Melendez, you know, and you know what? I had Meltzer on the show yesterday. I would favor Pettis over Melendez as well, wouldn't you?
Oh, no question. No question in my mind. He's faster. Gilbert does a really good job of catching kicks, so I don't think he'd be able to tee off on his stomach like he did Benson. But I still think he comes out and he beats Gilbert for sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Kyle Kingsbury, King Kyle Kingsbury of the UFC. Kyle, I wish you the best. Say hello to your girlfriend for me, and I thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you very much, Pedro. Have a good one, brother.
All right. Little James Brown, take us to break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. This is the MMA Hour. Of course, we air every Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And then Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network as well for 2 hours. 1 hour on Saturday, 2 hours on Sunday. Both 11 a.m. Pacific time, the start time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
I like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling. Sure as your bone. Get it together. Right on, right on. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client
compliant immediately.
It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The Lost Lonely Boys here. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and the iHeartRadio Network. Going through the UFC champions of flyweight. That's 125 pounds. Demetrius Johnson, they call him Mighty Mouse. At featherweight, that's 135 pounds. We're talking about Jose Aldo, and he is the real deal. Bantamweight, of course, Renan Barreiro performing last night, looking sensational. He is the champion, although Dominic Cruz is the real champion at that weight, but he's hurt and he hasn't fought in like 2 years. Will he ever fight? The only women's bantamweight champion, the only women's champion in the UFC is Ronda Rousey. Of course, she's going to fight Misha Tate on December 28th at UFC 168. Welterweight is George St. Pierre. Lightweight, of course, is Anthony Pettis. John Jones is the light heavyweight champion. Cain Velasquez is the heavyweight champion. Chris Weidman is the middleweight champion. I mean, this is the real deal. These are the guys. These are the guys and the gal that run the UFC as far as their stars are concerned. These are the champions. John Jones, fortunate last night, I think, to keep his title, but then again, he gutted out in the fourth and the fifth round. The bottom line is, at the end of the day, he was a decision winner. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Check out my website, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. I want to thank Ms. Streisand. I want to thank the great Sky Cuddy. I want to thank the Flopmeister for being here and part of the studio. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.